I måske 30 år har jeg drømt om og gerne ville rejse til Island og se naturen og holde foredrag om Martinus åndsvidenskab. Men det skulle vise sig først at blive som 65-årig, at jeg kom til Island. Jeg var i Reykjavik fra den 18. til den 26. juni 2013. Jeg var ret heldig med vejret. Der var næsten solskin hver eneste dag, temperatur op til 15 grader, og solen gik først ned ved midnat. Det var rigtig god timing. Det var også en god timing, fordi jeg kom gratis ind på Einar Jonsson Museet. Einar Jonsson Museet blev nemlig indviet ved midsommerdag 1923, og netop den dag, da jeg besøgte museet, var det 90 år siden, det var blevet indviet, og alle de besøgende fik gratis entré. Det kalder jeg timing. Martinus mødte Einar Jonsson personligt og skrev om ham i sine kontaktbreve. Og Martinus mente, at Einar Jonsson ville blive verdensberømt længere ud i fremtiden. Og for Martinus at se, var hans skulpturer og alle malerier et symbol på lysets sejr over mørket. I slutningen af 1970'erne begyndte der at komme flere og flere islændinge til Klint, og de var også med til Martinus fødselsdag på Hotel Sheraton og Falconer-centret. Og jeg tror, kulminationen var i 1982, da der var ikke mindre end 22 islændinge i Klint, og der blev jeg gode venner med mange af dem. Og jeg blev da også indkvarteret hos gode venner i Island, og ud over de to offentlige foredrag, så holdt jeg også 4 foredrag i private hjem, som regel for en 15 personer. Og den 21. juni 2013 holdt jeg et foredrag om den seksuelle polforvandling og om human seksualitet. Og igen var der 2 englænder til stede, og de unge ville hellere høre engelsk, så det endte med, at jeg overhovedet ikke kom til at holde foredrag på dansk på Island, men kun på engelsk. Og derfor kan jeg nu sige, welcome, here we go. According to the plan, I would like to give a short lecture. Normally, I'm a kind of talking machine, so I'm just bubbling. And normally, I talk 1 hour. But now we've agreed I have 30 minutes. 31 minutes.
31 minutes. You want us to time you? Or?
Yes, or is there some...
No.
When, in a fact, over water.
When 5 minutes is left, you do so give me 5. And when 2 minutes left, so...
All right.
Well, I would like to talk about the biggest surprise in Martinus cosmology, or the biggest surprise to me. That could be a nice theme. You see, there have been men and women in the past, and nowadays there are men and women. But according to Martinus, there will not be men and women in the future. There is coming a new sex. I think that's a big surprise, isn't it? That we are in the rise of a new sex. Martinus is talking about a third sex. I mean, that's kind of a surprise, isn't it? The arrival, the rise of a third sex. Martinus argues for a new sex, a double-poled sex. He thinks that in animal kingdom, people are what he calls single-poled. There is a male pole and there is a female pole. And when we're talking about human beings, there is men and women. But what are we seeing nowadays? We see that the women are developing their masculine pole, because women are nowadays going into the areas and the fields of the man, and the man is also getting more feminine. So the difference between men and women is getting smaller and smaller, and it has been so for last 50 years, last 100 years, or if you go further back, maybe you could say the last 1,000 years or 2,000 years, the gap between men and women, they are coming more alike. And Martinus says that's part of a big evolution. Martinus had cosmic consciousness, and he says that he could observe that there are laws for the evolution, and when you know the laws of the evolution, you also know sort of the timetable for the evolution. And because it's governed by laws, you can predict, not because you're a prophet, but rather because you're a scientist, you can see these laws are ruling the evolution. And for that reason, Martino thinks that most people will in 3,000 years be double pole beings, where they have their masculine and feminine pole in balance. In a way, there are two sexual poles in all living beings, but in the animal kingdom, one of the poles are latent. Of course, with male beings, the masculine pole is connected to the sex organs. And of course, the female beings, the feminine pole is connected to the sexual organs. But then he is talking about a second pole. And the second pole is also sometimes called, he calls it the intellectual pole. So you can say that there is a sexual pole and an intellectual pole. But in the women, there is a masculine pole, but it is connected to the head, to the brain. And then in the males, there is a feminine pole, the opposite pole, the new pole, and it is connected to the brain. It is the intellectual pole. And these poles have their domain. They govern different areas. And the sexual poles has to do with couples, with pairing, with marriage, with offspring, with children, and everything that is taking place within the four walls of the home. And if people are very single-poled, they have all the interests in the family. In animal kingdom, they only have two interests. That is mating and eating. And when that's in order, you can just rest. And for many people, that's also the most important in the world. That is to get a partner and to get a family. And the most important is to have a nice society, to have a nice life within the family. But then people start to have interests outside the marriage. Of course, there are some animals, they are in groups because they have an advantage. In a way, when animals are in a group, it's not because of an all-embracing love. It's just because they have a personal advantage of being in a group. So in a way, they are still egoistic. But it looks as if they love each another in the group. But Martinus often mentions, for example, Red Cross. There was a man who started Red Cross, and he didn't have to help those who were wounded. People in Red Cross even help the wounded of the enemy. And you don't have to do it for your partner and for your children, and that's a kind of new love. When you start to be interested in helping outside the marriage, I mean, in old days, if your own children were starving, you were fighting to get food to your own. But if the children of the neighbor came and asked for some food, go away, because you were only interested in your own family. So Martina says, he also talks about the rise of a new man, a new human being, and this is because they get interest outside. You can say you have some kind of love capacity, but it's minimum, your love capacity is so small, you are only able to love one person of the opposite sex. That was not much. Sometimes you can also love the wife of the neighbor. So then you have had a bigger love capacity or some of the colleagues at the work. But Jesus, he's talking about neighborly love, unconditional love, and a love that is impartial love. It's good to have a partner, but if you have one partner, you favorize the partner towards all other people. You are partial. And it's a very different. It's a very difficult evolution because at the end of the evolution, you can love all human beings, just as strong as you could love your partner in the past. And if you are partial, it's not neighborly love. It's not total love. Once there was a man who wrote a book after World War II, and it was called the anatomy of peace. And with Martinus' words, you can say the anatomy of peace is when you're double-poled. If you have a masculine pole and a feminine pole fully developed, you are neither man nor woman, and you don't favor it, you don't have favorite, you don't have a favorite sex. You like both sex the same. Also, if you are in a family, there are four children, and the parents love three children, but they don't like the fourth. It's very traumatic for the fourth child, because if my parents don't like me, but they like the others. So as soon as it is impartial, there is something negative about it. It's only a total harmony when it's totally impartial that you can love all to the same degree. And the biggest problem is that, of course, you prefer the opposite sex to your own sex, and then you are partial. And I would say single-poledness, when you are a male being or female being, you don't have the anatomy of peace. Then, in a way, you have the anatomy of war. Because as long as you are a single-poled being, you have rivals, because you are fighting to get the nicest beings of the opposite sex. And so in a way, single-poledness, that is, it is organic, built into your physical structure and into your spiritual structure. You are constructed to be partial. And that is the root of all war, because you are partial. And then there's this long road to impartial. And then your love capacity starts to grow. You can help society. You can help other people. And Martinus says, people can, for example, become inventors, and they can make many inventions. That is a grand, big advantage for society. They can become scientists. We have so many technical wonders today because of the scientists and the inventors. They have done a lot for society, and there is also a lot of artists. They have done a lot for society. Sometimes I'm thinking of Beethoven and Bach and Mozart. They have composed music, and today people can sit in their living rooms and enjoy what a present. They are really given a big, big present. Or Beatles. There is millions of people who, hours and hours, they have enjoyed their music. I think Beatles, they came and they gave a big present to the world, and then they stopped and they went back to their private lives and got their problems like all other people. But I think they came and gave a present. And Martinus says, in a way, art, in a way, is a culture of giving. You normally, you become a big artist because you can't help it. You like music. You like to compose. You like to paint. You can't help it. It is your biggest interest. But in a way, the product is a present to other people. And this is the intellectual pole. This is outside the marriage. And when a couple is married, sometimes it's rather complicated, because in a way it's four persons who are married. In the first place, the sexual pole in the male being and the sexual pole in the female being are attracted to each other. They fall in love. And often it's very easy to fall in love. You just look a person 20 seconds in the eyes, and then you fall in love. It's not an intellectual work to fall in love. It goes almost instinctively.
More people in the marriage, you're talking about four people?
Four people.
Yes, that was. This sexual attraction is there. And then these couple are sort of married by God or married by nature. They fall in, naturally, instinctively, they fall in love, and they have a sexual attraction, they have a sexual life, and they enjoy it, both partners. Then they, even if there has not been wedding in the church, they are in a way wedded with each other from nature. They are a couple. And it's a beautiful, it's the most happy state you can have in life. But then, unfortunately, sometimes the falling in love, in contrast to brotherly love and neighborly love, stops for one of the partners. Then one of the partners is not anymore in love with the other partner. And then often it comes to a divorce. And then the partner who is not in love experiences the marriage as a prison, and leaves the prison and feels, oh, now I'm free again. But then the other one left in the marriage is very sad. So that's very problematic. With there's much suffering, and also sometimes in secret you are with infidelity, and sometimes also there is this: you fall in love with a person that you can't get. Then there is this unhappy falling in love, and that's also very tragical. But if I ask, what is the difference between an animal and a human being? I guess most people would say that is the intelligence, the intellectuality. There are animals that are stronger than us, but we can overcome all the animals because of our intelligence. And in animal kingdom, how do they manage to live? Due to instincts. Instincts goes automatically. Plants and animals live by instinct. But we become more intellectual, which means we can think, we can analyze, and then the intellectuality takes over after the instinct. So what we are seeing in the evolution from animal to human beings is degeneration of instincts and the growing of intellectuality. And when the instincts is degenerating, then also this ability or to fall in love is degenerating. You cannot stay in love as long time as you could before. In fifth volume of Livets Bog, the main work of Martinus, the Book of Life, Martinus writes, this falling in love can be so strong that man and woman can be married with each other 3 or 4 lives after each other. They fall in love and they're together with the same partner the whole life. And then the two persons meet in next life, they fall in love again and married again. And 3 or 4 lives, but then they know each other almost too well and there is no sexual attraction any longer. And they can possibly be born as brother and sister. Because normally between brother and sister there is no sexual attraction. Because some feel when they've had a sexual partner 20 years there's no sexual attraction anymore. Some are satiated after 10 years or 5 years, 1 year, after 2 months, 1 month. So people very often get satiated and want to have something more exciting, to have a new partner. And that is the problem with all the divorces. So our single-poledness, the ability to stay in a partnership, is declining, it's degenerating. And then we are getting more and more sympathy. I like my wife, but I also like my friends, my colleagues, I also like other women. Then there is a kind of, you can become rivals. And to turn to go back to these 4 people who are married to each other, then the intellectual pole, that is the really humane pole, that's the pole of the neighborly love. You want to help others with inventions, with science or social work or cultural affairs. And I had a weekend course, and then a woman came up. I was so lucky that my man, my husband, he was doing some business during the weekend, and then I could go to this weekend course. Otherwise, I'm not allowed to do it. He want me to stay at home. But when he was not at home, she could go to a seminar on spiritual science. To me, the man is more single-poled. He want his wife to stay at home with him and the family. When you want all the activity within the 4 walls of the house, you are very single poles, and when you get more interest outside, and it's very happy if a couple, they have 80% of their interest inside the marriage and 20% outside. It's very harmonious. But in the case of this woman, she might have 50% of her interest inside marriage and 50% outside. But if the husband has 80% of his interest inside the deed, then he becomes jealous with the wife. Why are you going to seminars? Why are you going to the choir? Why are you going to this and this? Why can't you stay home? And normally you feel jealous towards another person. But here you can feel jealous towards another person's interests. And there was a German woman. She was very clever and intellectual and so on, but she felt very sexually attracted to an African man. He was a Maasai, these warriors in Africa. He was very nice and sexual, very attractive. And she married him. And for several years, they lived together in Africa and had a happy marriage. But then she started to do things. She could create things, she could manage her own life, she could sell things, and she was rather productive. And he didn't want her to live in that way. He wanted that she should just stay his wife and not do anything else. But when she started to use her intellectual pole, her new pole, she was very creative, very clever, and very industrious. And then he became very, very jealous with her other interests, and then they divorced, because then in the first place the feminine pole in her and the feminine pole in the Maasai warrior, they were attracted. But what about the intellectual pole of the Maasai guy and the feminine pole from the German woman? They didn't have the same amount of interest outside, and for that reason it didn't. And that's the problem with many marriages, that it starts as it should. You fall in love, there's a sexual attraction, and you go into the marriage. But sometimes you don't know who you are married, because you don't know the other pole. How many interests have you outside the marriage? But it's not bad if you have 50% inside and 50% outside. If both partners, then it can become very harmonious. But very often, they are not in the same at the same level in evolution. And for that reason, there is many unhappy divorces. But Martino thinks that the idea with sexuality and marriages, no, the meaning of sexuality is to bring happiness and not to bring tears. And I don't know, but it's just a sum. What if a perfect human being like Jesus was married and had children? And if he was not in love with his wife anymore, what would he do? I think he would have stayed in the marriage and be kind to the partner, and because he would rather be crucified than make others unhappy. So in a way, that is the ideal way. But there is also, what can you do in order to avoid infidelity, unhappy falling in love? According to the karma law, you should not cause it to others. There are so many people, they have so many sufferings in marriage and in couples. But if you want to avoid sufferings, you should not cause suffering to others. And for example, it's terrible if your partner is infidelity, and then you can suffer very much from that. But then, if you want a cosmic protection, you should stop doing that yourself. So, if you cannot hurt another person, you cannot flirt and bring them to an unhappy falling in love, you cannot be infidel, then you are protected. But as long as you can do these things yourself, you are not protected from these sufferings. If you look on a global basis, there are countries where the family is very strong. And for example, in Japan and China, the family structure is very, very strong. But in Denmark, the family are dissolved, and there are so many divorces, and the children don't want to take care of the parents. Society has to take care of sick people and old people. But in more primitive countries, if I have the right to say so, or in countries where the family plays a big role, it is the work of the family to take care of the sick and the old people. And your insurance is to have a lot of children, because then there is a chance that there is somebody to take care of you. So there are delegations from China and Japan are coming to Denmark to study how we take care, how society take care of old people and sick people. And so in a way, the most developed countries in the world are where the family structure is weakest and where the social welfare is at a maximum. Because when the family cannot protect, then society should take over. And also the countries that are most developed actually are in the countries where there are most women in government where there are most female politicians, or where there are many women in business world, or and so on, because then there are women going. Or you could also say the most developed countries in the world are the countries with the highest tax, because you in Denmark, Sweden, maybe also Iceland, 50% of what you earn or 45% is taxes, but they are used for social welfare. And now people almost in Denmark are happy to pay tax, because they understand we live in a good country, because society will take care of us. Sometimes I've talked about where is some interest for Martinus cosmology, and I've given lecture in many different countries, and it is obvious that the biggest interest for Martinus is in the countries with most divorces, where the family structure is broken down, where there are most female president and ministers, and in countries with the highest social welfare, with the highest tax, and also in countries where people are not going to church. They think the religion is naive. They cannot believe blindly in dogmas. They cannot believe blindly in God and the church. So gradually the church are becoming empty and empty, and in Denmark they are closing churches. Sometimes they're selling the churches to some other kind of activity. And also the biggest interest for Martinus cosmology is in countries, or for that reason in countries that are very materialistic. Because in materialistic countries with a high technical level, there is a very highly developed intelligence. And Martinus has created not a religion, but a spiritual science. But in order to understand the spiritual science, you shall also not only be a very loving person, but you shall also be an intelligent person who can ask questions. And you say, I cannot accept that before I get a logical answer. But you can accept a dogmatic religion without asking for logical explanations. It is the truth because it's written in the Bible. It's truth because it's written in the Quran. And then that's dogmatism, fundamentalism, because it's the truth because it's written there, but it's not logical. Why is it logical? And that's the explanation that Martinus is giving. And maybe one thing that is very intriguing, that is that this new pole is growing. And when people are become more loving, more humane, I would say if you go to an extreme, there are big geniuses. They are very ingenious in their field, painting, music, different kinds of art, but also invention and science and language. If people are very ingenious, they are also very double-poled. The opposite pole has been very developed, because that's also the intellectual pole. But they are not aware of that it's also a sexual pole. You can say we have a sexual pole and an intellectual pole. But Martinus says these two poles are a masculine pole and a male pole and a female pole. And there can be many people. They are very humane. They are very intellectual, which means they are very developed. They are highly developed. And they are very double-poled. But they are not aware of the sexual nature. And that was what I started to the biggest surprise. The big surprise is that within the man, a woman is appearing. A woman is growing inside a man. And Martinus said, the most male beings on this planet, they don't have an idea about that a female being is growing in his consciousness. But the first result is that you have interest outside the marriage, outside the four walls of the home. This is a sign. If you have a lot of interest, if you love your work, you will make a career. It's interesting to work in your area. Then you are very double-poled in a way. But at a certain level, you at the end, you will also become aware of the sexual nature of the new pole. And then you can feel attraction to your own sex. There could be two women sitting side by side, and then to her own surprise, maybe one of the women suddenly feels a sexual attraction to the other woman. It was a big surprise. She didn't know where it came from, but suddenly she spontaneously she could feel a sexual attraction to the female next to her. And that's a natural way. But oh, people say, oh, that is very, very unnatural. If one woman should love another woman. No, a young man shall love one woman, a young woman. That is nature. But what they don't know, that is that it is very, very natural, because the masculine pole in the wife, in the woman, is attracted to femininity, which means the woman, in order to, the woman should be a complete human being. A complete human being have the two poles in balance. The two poles will at the end be the same strong. They will be in balance. But now one pole is stronger than the other. Then you have to develop the weak pole. You have to become conscious about it. And at a certain level in evolution, you become day conscious in the new pole. Day conscious. At a certain level in evolution in the future, the woman will become day conscious about her masculine nature. Or she will become brain conscious. She knows intellectual, or she knows, she feels it, she knows, I am attracted to other women. But it is not the woman in the woman that is attracted to women. It is the masculine pole in the women that are attracted to a feminine body. And that's natural. But in a way, it's not derailed, it's not unnatural. In the same way, if a man is highly developed, the feminine pole is highly developed, and the feminine pole in the man, the feminine pole is attracted to the masculine body. And for that reason, it is also natural. But Martinus also talks about that you can have this new pole open too early, because he says double-poledness is based on love to everybody. But if you are sort of homosexual, you want a marriage and you want to have children, then you are still into this partial love. You want a partner and you want a couple. So in that way, it's opened a little bit too early. And then there can also, by such homosexuals, there can be a lot of infidelity, a lot of unhappy falling in love, and they can be very, very unhappy. It's okay that it happens, and you can understand. But for example, in the Catholic Church, if small boys are seduced, they can, for that reason, have the opposite pole open too early. Or if you have sex with your own sex, sexuality with your own sex for money, you're prostituted, that can also push enforce in an unnatural way the new pole. And for that reason, it can be opened before you're ready to it. If it's opened too early, you still want to live in, and actually also in the sexual act, you want to make an imitation of the old-fashioned copulation. But Martinus says there will also be a new kind of sexuality, and it is based on caressing. And he says the tongue and lips and mouth is the new sexual organ. He thinks that you will in the future have such sensibility, you will become so delicate and sensible, so you can get an orgasm, you can get a sexual release through a kiss. And later on he says the whole body will be so sensitive, just you give a warm hand, you take another man in the hand, or you embrace another person, you can become so sensitive that you actually can get a sexual release, a kind of orgasm through. So Martinus is talking about two different kinds of sexuality. There is the copulation sexuality, and the purpose is to get offspring. And if you really want offspring, this is the best method. Much better than insemination and so on. But actually he says about people, there are some people, they know definitely, I don't want children, I don't want marriage, but I would like to have sexuality. Then he cannot recommend the old-fashioned copulation. Then it's better with petting and caressing and kissing. And he says people can also learn to go a new way and have a sexual release by caressing and in a new way. And also, when you become more humane, the body of feeling is increasing, and you become more delicate, and you can have a... And I have talked to many women about sexuality in spiritual circles. And many of them say, I'm finished with sex. I don't want sex anymore. But what I have, I guess they don't want to have copulation. That's what they don't want. But they'd like to have intimacy. They would like to have kissing and horsing and massage. So for that reason, I think that has broken many marriages. I saw a television program and the woman said, I want one sexual intercourse per month. And the male being said, the man said, twice per week. You can figure out 8 to 1. But Martina thinks then they should only have one intercourse per month, because if the wife don't want it, she shouldn't. It, in a way, the sexual intercourse is something holy, and you should only do it if you want it. He say, you should only eat if you're hungry. You should only drink if you're thirsty. It's a derailment if you are eating when you are not hungry. Then you will get too fat. And in the same way, you should only have sex if you really want it. You should not be seduced. You should not do it for money. And then Martino thinks, if there are some problems and you have a too strong sexual urge, it's much better with masturbation. Then you have to help yourself. You should rather satisfy yourself than seduce another one or force another pawn or pay another one. Then it was better to... And our friend Bertil once asked Martinus, how do we solve the sexual problem? And Martinus said, oh, it's very easy if you have a partner. Yes, but what you are doing if you're not having a partner? Yeah, and then it was a little bit more problematic. But for a certain period, masturbation is a good thing. But Martinus also, it is in the fourth symbol book, symbol number 34, he's also writing about the lonely act, the lonely sexual act, which is masturbation. But then actually you can caress other people in your thoughts. It was very tricky. Martinus said he would like to caress all people. Martinus was a double pole being. He would like to caress, but he understood quickly, I cannot caress women because they think I'm falling in love with them. And the women say, Martinus has fallen in love with me. No, Martinus has fallen in love with me. And also as a young man, if he caressed male beings, they were very angry. They sent him angry eyes if he held their hand too long or pressed it very warm or looked them deeply in the eye. They had a very strong reaction against him. So Martinus had to hide his good sides. I'm a bad man. I'm trying to hide my bad sides and not showing them. But Martinus actually had to try to control. But then he often said, but that doesn't matter because I can caress people in my thoughts. And of course he was so highly developed, he sort of knew the power of the thoughts. So in a way, if you cannot caress a person, you can pray for them or you can caress them in your thoughts and want all good things for them. And actually he says there is going an arc of fate, a karma fate in a way, or an arc of energy from the person who is thinking positive thoughts about the other one. And he said, you can also do that in the lonesome act. But many women get angry with me when I say that. I don't want that man to think about me, and I don't that man. But anyway, you could, if you are doing such kind of business, you could pray to God that it must be protected what you are doing now, that and it can only be a blessing. But in the future, actually, you will have many partners. You don't want marriage, you don't want a couple, and you don't want to be partial. You want to be impartial. So in the future, it will be more like a kind of sexual friendship. You have many friends, And then you can have a little bit of kiss and hugging with sort of with your friends. So in that way, it's not immoral to have many partners in one way. Martinus say, if two persons are totally free, they are free of earlier sexual relations, they are not promised anything, they are not married, and they are free, two free people, they are meeting, they have a sexual act, and they split like two free beings. He says, that's not immoral. But such two free beings can also meet other free beings. When nobody is crying, when nobody is jealous, it's not immoral. But the character of the sexual change, Martinus also talks about materialization and dematerialization. Even in the spiritual world, he talks about sexuality. But then if two people at the spiritual plane, they still have an aura, and the two auras can merge, they can go into each other, and there can be a big release of energy. And other people of the spiritual plane can look upon it. They are exhibitionists. Because you don't have to hide behind the house or behind the trees, as we're doing now. It's shameful to have sex. But in the spiritual world, it is wonderful, it's beautiful. So you can see when two sort of angels are meeting each other, and the energies are overshading each other. So also, in the physical world, when people become more humane and then more loving, the spirituality also plays a big role in the sexuality, because there is a big sympathy. And I guess much of this today, there is healing and massage of healing. But I think it's very connected to the real human sexuality, because normally a sexual intercourse takes energy. And you fall asleep, it's very hard work, and then afterwards you fall asleep. Because it takes energy to have a normal sexual intercourse. But if you have this caressing and you give energy to others, you caress them and so on, in a way, then they cannot sleep afterwards, because they feel so well and fit and energetic, because they have sort of received energy. Because the Christ principle is rather to give than to take. But in normal sexuality, it's often, for example, a man, he has a sexual urge, he wants a sexual release. So often single pole beings are having sexuality for their own sake, because they want sex, and then they unfortunately need a partner. Then you have to behave nice towards your partner in order to get what you want, sort of. It can be like that. But the double poled sexuality is more into what can I do for the other, what can I give to the other. But when both people are thinking about what can I do to the other, it is very symmetric and very happy and very nice. Yes, I think half an hour has passed, or more than. Yes, but maybe it's not that important. Yeah, but I think I would finish my short lecture with these words. Thank you for your interest.